Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hey, 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 what's going on? This is your guest host, Jessica Rich, filling in for one of my good friends, Jackie Dollar. I'm actually jealous of her right now. She's out of the country on vacation, getting some sun, and she leaves me in LA to take over her show, which is great. So welcome, viewers. Thanks to you guys for tuning in. Today, I'm going to take over and talk about my brand, Style It Rich, and teach you guys at home, anywhere, who's listening in your cars, wherever you are, how to look expensive but not spend a bunch of money. Like, I'm all about budgeting. Budgeting is the number one key to 2013. More money in the bank and to continue to look fabulous without breaking your boyfriend's pockets, ladies. Well, we can do that too, but, you know, I think you should save. But no, our first topic today, we're going to be talking about guys, what you guys think about girls who spend a bunch of money on clothes, who you see girls with red bottom shoes, but they have no personalities. I want to hear the callers and viewers and let me know what you think. Do you think girls that have expensive taste, do you think their personalities are more important, or would you rather have them look better? And I want to get the guys' opinions as well. I mean, I think guys are the number one voice here, and girls as well. Girls, do you like to look good, or do you think budgeting is more important? I'm going to have my dad call in, actually, and have his opinion. My dad, of course, raised me and brought me up pretty well, and I think my dad would be a great guest on the show. What do you guys think? I think so. Dad's going to be calling in, letting us know what he thinks about all these topics. And I also want to know about last week's topic, the cheating thing I called in for. Cheaters. Has anyone got any new cheaters this week? Girls out there, have you met a guy who cheated on you last week? You want to call and tell me the story? Blaze him, tell him out, call him out, tweet about him, Instagram about him. I want to hear about that as well, because that was a good topic. Because I feel like, honestly, men, I mean, it's summertime. Everyone should just be single at this point. I mean, because if you're a cheater, you're definitely going to cheat this summer because the girls are looking hotter than ever. Topic, I'm thinking about talking about, of course, my dad. He, of course, is married. He's been married for over 20 years now. But I'm going to get his intake. I mean, did he pull over his wife, which is my stepmom? Did he pull her over because she looked great? Was she wearing a hot skirt? Was she wearing shorts? Was she looking stylish, or was she looking frumpy? I want to know. Dad, you need to call and let me know what's going on. I mean, I feel like women should always leave the house looking amazing. Never leave the house without looking great. I mean, it's like, ladies, don't wake up and put no makeup on. At least throw on some concealer, lip gloss, something. You don't have to put a full face on, but at least, for, you know, we in LA, we live here, and you can see anyone at any given moment. But ladies, always make sure you're presentable when you leave the house. Okay, please. I mean, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I wash my face, and I put my concealer on, throw on lip gloss, and I'm out the door. Throw on some flats, nothing expensive, just throw on some flats, too flat, sundress, you know? Because guys always like to know what you look like in your natural state. So if you could prove to a guy you look good without makeup on and just some lip gloss, girl, you're already halfway, you're winning. I mean, there's no reason why you should not have a date if you're living in Los Angeles. There's absolutely no reason why. Because a lot of girls out here wear a ton of makeup. They think makeup is going to make their face. No, honey. It's all about natural. So make sure you do that. Second step, make sure you get your teeth straightened if they're crooked. I mean, a smile is the number one thing a girl and a guy look for. I have to agree with that. I mean, if anyone's listening, please let me know what you think is the number one thing. But smile, teeth, hygiene is important. If you have not been to the dentist in over a year, you are not cool. You have to go to the dentist at least every six months, 7 months is good. I mean, dental cleanings are important. Smile, breath, yellowness. And I think we have a caller actually right now. Please call her. Please tell me what your opinion is on teeth. Is that something you look for? Because it's one thing I have to have on my checklist of men. It has to be nice teeth. Caller, if you're there, please let me know what you think. Hello, are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm all right. I'm on live.
You're on live. Who is this? You're on the Jessica Dollar and Jessica Rich right now.
Oh, okay, Jessica, I'll be listening to your show, like, you know, and when I can, when I'm at work, I'll sneak and listen to your show. Not all the time as much as I should. Just wanted to shout you out and let you know that you guys are doing a great job. I want to tell you that the makeup thing is pretty cool. Pretty great to see women when they're in their natural state, also without their natural state as well. Because sometimes I think it's just much more easier for a man to be able to deal with that part of a woman than it would to see her made up 24/7. So I agree with you.
Now, what do you mean by that? You know, like, they're not the same girl when they have makeup on? Because a lot of guys tell me that, too. Oh, you're so, take that off. I want to see the real you. I'm thinking, this is the real me. With or without makeup, it's me. So what do you mean by that?
No, it just depends on the moment. If you're just going to the grocery store, if you feel that it's necessary to put on makeup, so be it. I probably wouldn't agree with that. I think that if you just want to make a run to the store, you should be able to go out without being self-conscious in the sense, oh, I need to put on makeup at every moment. Just never know who I may run into. You know what I mean?
No, I totally understand. I mean, where do you live? May I ask where you live?
Long Beach.
LVC. No, I understand. I mean, okay, but you have to understand also from a girl's perspective, if she's a model or if she's someone in the industry, you only get a first impression sometimes to do anything. And I'm not saying girls are not pretty without makeup, but for me, for instance, I mean, I have a few blemishes on my face that stand out when I don't put concealer on. I don't want to pull a full makeup on, but just to cover those two spots. Would you consider that being a no-no?
No, I get it from that perspective, but let's be honest. How many of us regular folks actually have a model or a celebrity for a significant other in a sense? We're probably just dealing with a regular woman. So I think it would be much more different in that sense. But if you're a celebrity and that's what you're paid to do, of course, that makes much more sense to be in mode all the time. But for us, with just a regular woman who works a regular 9-to-5, I think it's much more appealing in a sense when she isn't in makeup, actually. For me personally, that would be my preference.
Okay, okay.
I had a conversation with my girlfriend, and I told her that if she ever got fake boobs or anything, I would leave her. I wouldn't want to be with her.
No way.
Seriously. Seriously.
Let me tell you, I have fake boobs, okay, and my boobs have made my life. Like, honestly, in high school, I hated my boobs. I used to have sex in the dark. I was so insecure. Like, I was so insecure. I was like, there's no way, because I just didn't feel confident. Like, a woman likes to feel curvaceous and all that, and I'm not saying the boobs made me, but they definitely made my confidence better, because now I don't have to stuff my bra, I don't have to wear a water bra, I don't have to do all those things. So, I mean, if a woman wants to alter herself, if it makes a little bit of sense, if you support her personality and her confidence, I mean, I think a man should let her do what she wants. I mean, at the end of the day, it's coming home to you.
I totally agree with you in that aspect. It's just my personal preference. But you have to also know that majority of us as guys, 90% of us are sleaze bags in every aspect. So if a man is only paying attention to what's in front of you, meaning your breast or whatever, that's probably not going to be the guy that you end up with anyway, and he won't be any good for you. Versus that guy who really pays attention to you because of the individual that you are, could care less about your breast in that sense. He's more in tune with you from the inside and your personality, of course, versus your physical appearance. Which, of course, is a great quality and also a factor when you're thinking about a mate. But for the most part, if a guy's paying that attention to you only and he requires that as a minimum for your breast or your butt to be a certain way, you need to look a certain way, from my opinion, I don't think that that's a good guy for you. You may turn out to be bigger douchebag than you thought you was.
No, I totally agree with you. I don't know. If a man tells me, listen, guys will be like, oh, yeah, your ass is too small, because I'm black, but I don't have a lot of ass. I don't have it. It's not there. I have a white ass, okay? So basically, if I told me you need to go get your ass done because it's not big enough for me, I'd be like, okay, keep it moving, because I have personality.
Exactly.
I have a strong
face.
You can keep it moving. Like, what if I said your dick isn't big enough? Okay,
whoa,
are you going to do? Go get
whoa, you're going to crush my self-esteem with that. That's what you're going to do.
As I'm saying, a woman can't say to a guy, "Your this is not big enough, this is not big enough," and vice versa. You should accept the person for them.
I agree.
All I'm saying, if your girlfriend wanted to change herself, you wouldn't let her, is what you're saying.
See, that's just not for me. Like, I'm more in tune with you and who you are as a person. So don't get offended by what I'm about to say. I feel that if that's something that she wanted to do, like, what type of attention are you seeking outside of what I'm not giving you? So maybe I'm just not the person for you.
No, a girl doesn't want to get her boobs done because of the guy. I mean, it's because, of course, she wants to feel hot and sexy for herself. It has nothing to do with the guy whatsoever.
See, maybe that's why I got it misconstrued and thought it was being done for the attention seeking of a guy.
Oh, no. It's to feel confident. It's to, you know, put the bathing suit on. It's to
you know, not have to wear the push-up bra. Like, I don't ever wear a bra, ever. Ever, ever, ever do I ever wear a bra because I have big boobs. Like, they just sit there. So it's great.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's amazing. You just sit there. So it's kind of like one of those things. It's convenient. It's better for a woman. It's
convenient.
You know?
Okay, I got it. I got it. I like it.
So pretty much. Let me ask you, what are your top five must-haves in a woman? Like, is it personality? Is it looks when it comes to her style? Do you like her to be, like boyish, girlish, super girly? What do you like?
Let's see. I would say first she has to be funny. Not funny over the top, but a sense of humor that doesn't take life serious but takes it serious, number one. Number two, optimistic and positive all the time. Got to be optimistic, got to be positive. Number three, someone that's down to earth, goal oriented, has some goals for the future. Physical appearance comes in fourth. And the fifth one, she had to be a woman. How about that? Just a girl.
Yes, a woman. But no, I'm talking like strictly style, because that's what I specialize in, style, image, telling people what they need to wear, what not to wear. So as far as that, like, do you like a girl in like sneakers, jeans, heels? Like, what's your ideal girl?
Versatility. She can put on sneakers and look good. She can put on the heels and look good. She can go into work and look good. And at the same time, she can come and work out with me and look good. She knows she can put it at any point in time, she can fit in with that crowd with her style.
Okay, okay. And are you big on teeth? Because I think number one, teeth is like the most important thing on a face.
Teeth, of course, definitely teeth is important. If you want to get them fixed or all those things, yes, by all means, yes, yes.
Now, have you ever dated a girl? Because I want to know, viewers out there, if you're listening, have you ever dated someone based on their personality only? They weren't that cute. Like, style-wise, like, they didn't dress that great, but they were nice on the inside. Like, did you take a chance on them?
Yes,
have you ever dated?
Definitely. I have. Definitely.
Tell me what she had on. What did she have on that was terrible?
Say that again. I didn't hear the last part.
You said you took a chance on a girl who wasn't dressed that well, but you actually ended up liking her. Like, what did she
have
on?
Because she had a great personality. Great personality. Very down-to-earth, very goofy. And was just so much more in tune with not the things that were out in her appearance, but who she was as an individual. And I like that. It was kind of unique in a sense, actually.
So did you stop her? Did you pull her over? Like, how'd you approach her?
We actually worked together for a while personally. We were
okay.
Coworkers. So you kind of pick up on it in the everyday ongoing interaction to see how the person is. And it probably took me about 7 months before I approached her and asked her out.
But what I'm trying to say is, was she cute style-wise? What did she dress nice?
No, not cute style-wise. Not cute style-wise at all. She always came to work with, like, a T-shirt and a ponytail and jeans. And, in fact, I would tease her, like, that was her, like, everyday outfit. Different T-shirts, jeans, and maybe some slippers or sandals or something like that, and occasionally gym shoes. She's always said she could care less about.
You work in an office environment?
Yes, education, a university.
So a college you work at?
Yeah, Cal State Long Beach.
Wow. Okay. She came into jeans and T-shirts and a ponytail. Okay, listen, ladies. Whoever that woman is, if you guys are listening on campus, you never go to work with jeans and a T-shirt, especially if you are single. Like, that is the reason why you're single, because you're going to work in jeans and T-shirts and ponytail. Like, I'm sorry. I don't even own a pair. Like, I think I have two pairs of jeans maximum. I have one pair of flats. It's not that I don't think flats are cute. It's just, like, I'm a girly girl. So women, if you're, like, boy tomboys, at least have a red lipstick in your purse, okay? In order, you know, if you see a hot guy, throw your hair down real quick, put on a red lip. I mean, something to bring out the sexy, because it's all about women being sexy this summer and looking hot. And tell me, how do you dress? Are you fashion forward, would you say? Paul, are you there? Oh, no, I loved him. Where'd he go? I think he left. He's not online anymore. Well, if you're listening still, please call me back. We're having a good conversation with him. He's telling me how, you guys heard it, how he's dating some girl now who was in T-shirt and jeans at work. Such a no-no, ladies. Oh, my God. No, okay? Style it rich. It doesn't take a lot of money to look good. It's all about having a cute, few things in your closet you can throw on, a few sundresses, a few flip-flops, a couple pair of heels. Listen, Forever 21 is, like, my number one favorite store, okay? H&M is my favorite store. Everything's under $100. You can get a full-blown 3-4 outfit to too. I have a few Louis Vuitton bags as well, a couple Celine, a couple red bottoms, but cheap outfit, cute accessories. That's what it's about. You can fool someone as far as how much money you're making by throwing a pair of red bottoms and a Louis Vuitton bag and $10 outfit. Like, it's so simple these days. Simplicity is what it is. And I think my dad is calling in pretty soon. He's going to let me know what made him pull over my stepmom. Was she wearing? What was she wearing? And ladies, if you're out there, I want to know what you guys look for in men. Is it the suit? Is it the tie? Is it the white shirt? Is it the beard? I love beards, by the way. And I have also a big contest coming up. Two people who are listening right now, call in. If you're in LA, I'm giving over makeovers, two makeovers, one to a girl, one to a guy. If you need fashion help, if you don't know what to do, you don't know what to wear, if you have no idea what's going on, if you want to be fabulous, if you want to have Jessica Rich style you, please call in and listen and get you into the drawing. We're about to hit a quick commercial break, and when I get back, we're going to have my dad online. Bye-bye.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Rich, taking over for my girlfriend, Jackie Dollar. She's actually out of the country, having fun, sipping a martini, I'm sure. Girl, please bring me back some photos. Let me know how your trip was. But for those of you who are just tuning in right now, we've been talking about style, what to do, what not to do. Ladies, if you guys work at an office, what not to wear. We have had a great caller call in. He told me about his girl who he's dating now, who he took a chance on because she didn't dress that great. And I'm all about giving people makeovers, so I'm actually giving away two makeovers, one to a girl, one to a guy. If anyone calls in right now and wants to enter the contest, I'm going to give you guys a free makeover, help you out, make you look hotter this summer. I'm going to style you rich. And on top of that, we're going to film it and put it on my online show, which is called Style It Rich. So make sure you guys call in. Make sure you guys let me know what you need for me to do you over. But Dad's calling in soon. Dad is going to let me know what he looked for when he's looking for. I mean, he dated my mom. Of course, she was the hottest one, but they're not married. My mom and dad never got married, but my dad actually remarried and has a great wife and kids, and he's going to let me know what made him pull over my mom and what made him pull over his wife now. So we're going to actually wait for his call here. He's going to be calling in, and Dad's on the line now. Come on, Dad. What's going on?
What's up, my love? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm always well when speaking to my love, my daughter, my number one.
Number one. I like being number one, Dad. What's going on? I just introduced you to everybody. Dad has a great style.
That's
Hi, everyone.
Great. Hey, everyone. Your style is great, Dad. Please tell me where you got your style from. It couldn't be me because I wasn't born yet.
Well, you know, I think I got my style from my parents who I thought was very stylish. My dad, he was always clean. And in fact, when I look at photos of my father when he was a teenager, back in those days, you know, he wore a suit to school. And it was, you know, it was common for him and his buddies to be clean in terms of their style and staying up to date with that Philadelphia style that they had back then, you know, in his time of when he was growing up. So I think I got my original style from my parents as well as my sisters and just some of the influence of friends and people who were stylish in our community.
It makes sense.
You know.
It's always, yeah, mom and dad always help you out and guide you.
Exactly.
I mean, I got
exactly.
best dressed in high school. You know that, right, Dad?
I beg your pardon?
I got best dressed in high school because I looked at you. I looked at mom. You guys were always in suits and ties, and my mom was always in heels. So
that's true.
I best dressed in high school, and I didn't even try it. But I think a lot of
right.
it comes from, I mean, your upbringing, pretty much. Some people don't pay
yes.
attention to style because their parents never were stylish. So for those of you listening who don't have a lot of parents who are stylish, this is a show for you. You need to listen every week. Well, I won't be on here anymore, but I'll be a guest host possibly, and I'll let you guys know what you guys need to do. Like, Dad, the top five things in your closet right now are what? Like, what are the top five things that you can't live without as far as wardrobe and go?
Oh, wow. I got to have some real hot shoes. I love shoes. best one. And I love nice jeans. I don't know. Jeans has always been, you know, same with me in addition to my wardrobe, my sophisticated wardrobe in terms of like a man's suit, blazer. You know, my dad always taught me to have more than just one pair of shoes, you know. So when I would shop, you know, if I see two pair of blacks, you know, I will always come out the store with, you know, multiple pairs, you know, whatever color it was. But he always told me, he says, you know, you always need to have your basic, your brown, your black, and, you know, your dark, you know, navy shoe or whatever, you know. So I just took that to, you know, shirts. I love white, crisp white shirts. I love pink shirts. I mean, I just love shirts. I love clothes, period. So
in general.
You know, just in general. So I could, go,
cool.
I could go on and on, you know, blazers, just any other, you know. But
that's
just the flexibility,
kind of
just having the flexibility.
Flexibility, exactly. Yeah. Dad's kind of called obviously, like, to the max because he shops all the time. No, but you don't have to. I mean, Dad, what's the most expensive suit you have in your closet right now?
The most, I was always a, the most expensive, the cost, how much it costs?
Yeah.
I would say a good suit for me, probably like an $800 to, you know, $1,200 suit, you know, on a high end.
Okay.
Okay. You know, once you have kids, you know, you learn to really bargain.
Income goes down. No, bargain shopping is what I'm teaching everybody. I mean, I agree with having one nice, you know, name, designer, Fendi, whatever suit you need,
sure.
one designer one, one Rolex, mm-hmm. two Rolexes max, and a few pair of expensive shoes. But other than that, Dad, I'm talking about cheap. I'm thinking H&M suits. Topshop has amazing suits for like $300, $400. I mean, it's just people are just spending way too much money on clothes these days. It's like if someone breaks into your house, guess what? All the stuff's gone. I mean, unless you have renter's insurance, you just spent $1,500 on a purse, and it's like no point. So I'm just trying to teach people you can style it rich, look amazing, shop cheap, look rich, you know? And I feel like that's the way to go these days. There's nothing else to do besides save your money and put it in the bank.
Well, I think that's true. I think I try to tell, you know, your sister, you know, and all the, you know, the women in my life, you know, I see them bargain shopping, and I see that they buy quality things, but they look for good deals. And to me, that more so being stylish, that's a smart business decision. You know, you're learning how to, you know, put together a wardrobe that's hot, trendy, or I mean, not trendy, but just what you enjoy having in your wardrobe, and you're not spending an arm and leg, which is your doctrine for style it rich and
exactly.
do it at
and we
a
actually,
good
we are talking about people who date people based on their personality as opposed to their style. Now, you know the story between my boyfriend and I that I have. Everyone who's listening, I do have a boyfriend. I am taken. I've been off the market for about a year and a half now. So anyone who's listening, I'm sorry, Dad. He co-signed. I'm the guy, too. Right, Dad? You just met him. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. He got the thumbs up. He's all right in my book, you know. But you know what they say, he better not mess up.
He better not mess up, or else that will be
right.
His style was terrible when I met him. Let me just put him on blast because that's what I do. Aaron's style was terrible. He had great fashion sense, But he just didn't know how to put things together, you know? Like, I met him, he was wearing Air Force Ones, baggy jeans, and I don't even know what kind of shirt it was, but it had stripes and a short sleeve. It looked like a foo-foo shirt, okay? And I was like, no. When I met him, I literally, like, gave him my email address. He's like, hey, can I get your number? I was like, how about check my email address? I can't do it, because I'm all about image. Like, a woman likes to have this perfect guy envision her in her brain. So when she doesn't see that, her brain doesn't really work the way it should. Like, okay, here's my number. But I took his email, he took mine, he emailed me a few days later. We went on one date, and I was sold. Sold. He opened my door, he all the cute things guys are supposed to do, he did it. So I was like, okay, since I'm an image makeover consultant, I can just make this guy over, and he can be perfect. And that's what I did. So, Dad, I'm asking you now, did you meet Stephanie, your current wife now, happily married? Dad's hobby, he's happily married. Did you meet her and she just styled out, or did she just have on some jeans and T-shirt? Like, what did she have on?
Well, we were at a 100-year anniversary of a black college, one of the HBC colleges. So she was dressed appropriate. We both were, you know, in nice slacks, and she had a nice dress on. And the dress was hot, you know, I got to say. You know, the dress was hot. She was looking good. And I was looking good, obviously. Right. And she, you know, we, you know, so we were in a function where, you know, people were dressed up. You know, it was a nice, nicer, you know, I wouldn't
attire.
Say casual, but yeah, attire. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I'm just trying to stress people, you know, you can't leave the house looking too crazy, because you never know, if you're single, you may meet your husband or wife on the street. And I feel like there's always a certain thing you need to do before you leave the house. Like, Dad, you're not going to leave the house with, you know, not brushing your teeth, are you?
Oh, not at all. Mm-hmm.
Never. That's such an absolute no-no. But some people do that. Let me just run to the store real quick, and then no one's going to see me, and you happen to run into, like, your favorite celebrity or something, or you're this hot guy. You're like, oh, crap, I can't talk to him because I didn't brush my teeth today. It's like, people need to put in perspective your health, your image, and all that. As much as you may think it's not important, it is very important. I mean, it can change the whole day. I mean, Dad, you know, you're here in L.A., and we hang out a lot of, you know, suave, cool places. But if we had walked in jeans and, like, T-shirts, we probably wouldn't have been sitting with the most important people in the place getting drinks on them. You know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't have done that.
Right.
Because he looks like crap, you know what I mean? So, people, if you're listening, exactly, Dad, right? You agree with me. If you're listening,
yeah.
And by the way, everyone, my dad used to tour manager. But tell me the story about Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle is my great aunt, if you guys did not know out there, Patti. Dad, tell me the story about Patti LaBelle and the whole journey with her and how you worked with her.
Well, you know, I like the way you tell it. You know, I'll let you tell it from your perspective, and
okay.
But I'll just say that I had the pleasure and opportunity to work with Patti LaBelle and her management in Philadelphia, and it gave me an opportunity to travel around the world and really become very good friends and family of one of the hottest, you know, artists, you know, in this country, you know, Patti LaBelle, you know, Philadelphia.
Exactly.
You know?
From Philly. Philly, raised in Philly. I went to her house. She showed me her recipe for amazing macaroni and cheese. Okay, it's amazing. She showed me her closet. It's great. Her closet's great. She spends a lot of money. She spends a lot of money, but Patti is also very down to earth as well. So even celebrities out there who are, like, probably our top five icons in style, I would say number one style for a guy, Kanye West, hands down. Do you agree that or no?
Definitely. I think Kanye, for, you know, he's definitely stylish, you know.
Would you
rock
him? Oh, yeah,
I would. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of his casual wear, or, you know, going out, I could throw down on some of that as well.
No doubt. That is so hip. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen my dad, he is so hip. Go to my website, jessicarich.com. I'm sure there's pictures on there of my dad and I hanging out. I mean, he's hip. People want to know where I get my style from. It's definitely him. I get my craziness from him, my openness from my mom. My mom, she was going to join us in the show today, but she's probably somewhere having a martini. And she's actually living in Vegas right now. But my mom, she's great on style, too. She's all about – that's where I got this whole Style It Rich from. That's where the Style It Rich originated. When I was in high school – We didn't come up rich at all. My mom, she worked two jobs, single parent, all that. And people used to be like, oh, my God, you look so amazing. Like, what's going on? I'm like, what do you mean? This outfit from Kmart. My mom just went last night. It's like $5. Like, what are you talking about? But it's just about how you put things together. You have to have a creative eye. And for those of you who don't have that creative eye, I'm giving two people, lucky callers, whoever calls in, one guy, one girl, makeover. If you're living out in Los Angeles, I'm taking you to the mall. I'm going to spend money on you. I'm going to give you a makeover. If you have no idea what you're doing, please call into the line right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Have them be on the line when you're back. And also, we have one of my girlfriends, Christina, Callie Love, whatever you want to call her, but she's most known for Callie. She was on VH1's Real Chance of Love with me back in 2009. It was a great show. And she's going to give us her input on what she buys, what she doesn't buy, and she's going to tell me about her boyfriend, her lovely baby who's on the way. She's actually 8 months pregnant. All that and more right here on The Jackie Dollar Show. Stay tuned.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Azuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, all right, all right. Dad, are you there? We are back here at the Jackie Dollar Show. We got my dad, Eric Willis, on the line. And here, I'm your host, Jessica Rich. And if you guys don't know, we have Callie, which is one of my best friends. Dad, you met Callie.
Oh, that's my girl. Hi, Callie.
Callie's calling in about a couple minutes. I think she's calling in. She's our other guest of the day. But she's going to tell me what made her pull over her boyfriend because she's happily, so happy. I'm so happy to see her. She's pregnant, 8 months now. She's about to pop, and we're throwing her a great big baby shower next weekend, and it's going to be exciting. But I want to know, like, you know, what she shops, what she buys. She's the cutest pregnant girl because she hasn't really gained too much weight. Ladies, we probably hate her right now because most women gain lots of weight, like tons, and she's gained nothing, so she still looks good. But for those of you who are tuning in, we're talking about style, what not to do, what to do, what to spend money on, what not to spend money on. Dad's actually letting us know what his advice is since he's older and he thinks, you know, he's a young mind, but he's older, more mature, so he can tell all of you guys out there what to do as well. And Dad, he told me, what did you say, Dad? You spend money on food, but you also have to save money as well. That's basically what you're trying to say.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when you're young and single, you know, you have the ability to do, you know, spend money, you know, and shop the way you want to. But when you start developing, you know, family, distant, you know, you kind of get more selective in how you go out and shop. You know, you become, I think, you know, more selective in, you know, how you shop based on, you know, your finances and what you feel is comfortable. You know, at my point, you know, at my point in life, you know, I don't have to shop as much as I used to, you know.
Because you already have a million things in your closet already. I've seen your closet, Dad. It's like you have price tags on stuff you never even wore. I'm like, can we return this or something? Can we get our money back? No. I used to work at Macy's. Like, for those of you who don't know, before I entered in this whole reality star,
reality TV thing. I was on the Real Chance of Love show. I did all that kind of stuff. But I was working at Macy's. My first job was McDonald's, then Macy's, and I worked in the juniors department. So I was kind of like an image consultant there. I helped people shop and things like that. And I used to also catch the thieves who used to try to steal from Macy's as well. That was also funny. We used to have people trying to steal all the time. Like, okay, but no, that was a great job. So no matter what your budget is, if you're 12 years old, if you're 14 years old, if you're 16 years old, doesn't matter. Call in if you have any questions on what to do. Ladies, if you need weave advice, extensions advice, where to get your lashes done, like how to redecorate your home, any of those questions, please call into the line right now because I have every answer for you on the place of the earth. And make sure you guys check out my jewelry line. Dad, you love my jewelry or no? You hate it.
Oh, yeah, I love the jewelry. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Dad, by God, okay.
No,
it's cool.
You know, I can't wait till you expand to the men's jewelry line.
Oh, you the men. what would you like to see, Dad? What kind of jewelry do you wear?
Well, you know, I like, you know, bracelets and, you know, what, you know, bracelets, you know, necklaces, you know, nice men's chains with, you know, nice cross. But I see a lot of young guys and brothers wearing, you know, nice, you know, wrist bracelets, you know, and I think it's, you know, they're nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for men, as far as that, I think the first thing I look for is a man's watch. Women, attention, women, okay, if you're listening. The number one thing to look for when you see a guy, his teeth, number one, we already discussed that. Number two, his watch. If he has some cheap little crappy watch, he doesn't care. Because most men, Dad, you'll say, even so, you're going to save up for a really nice watch because that distinguishes. Men just are distinguished because they love being, like, what do you say, stylish. So it tells a man, hey, I'm stylish. I want to have a nice watch. I'm actually going to invest my time and money into getting a nice watch because I worked hard for it. Dad, can you agree with that?
Exactly. Exactly. No, I agree. Yep, I definitely agree.
What was your first watch purchase? Like, what was your first watch? What did you get?
I think my first real watch was a Movado.
Nice.
I think it cost me about $900, and it was was the pearl face with the gold little 12, little circle for the 12 o'clock symbol, and it had no numbers on it. It was just a white pearl face and all gold, you know, and people used to always compliment me on that gold Movado watch. So that was my first piece. And then I just kind of advanced from there. Mm-hmm.
You advanced there, but even if you never advanced from there, it's the fact that you got the first one and that's all you kind of need in life is that one nice watch. And one nice pair of shoes. Because men, you need to go to get your pedicure as well. I mean, I don't care if you're a man, but Dad, I'm sure you cut your toenails. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, I've had my pedicure and my manicure as well.
See? Dad is just a distinguished gentleman. And I also have my girlfriend, Callie, who's on the line. VH1's Callie, Real Chance of Love. I love you, too. Hi, boo.
I'm on the line with me.
Callie.
Who else is on the line with me?
Dad's on
your
the line.
Favorite, what,
hi,
your
Daddy.
Dad from Philly? Hey, what's up, Callie? How you doing? I miss you.
I've been good. How are you?
Good. I heard you're doing well. The pregnancy is moving on really, really beautiful, and you look great, I heard.
Oh, I know. I'm 8 months right now. Can you believe it?
I know. I'm sorry I missed you when I was out there in Cali.
Oh, I know. Did you have fun out here?
Oh, I loved it. I had a great time.
You had father-daughter time.
Come back. Yeah, sure did. Yes.
Yeah, Callie's busy.
Oh, how cute. And you guys are hosting the show together.
I know, right? We're talking about style. Style and what men look for, what women look for. And I was just talking about, like what's the most expensive thing you would say you have purchased for yourself?
For myself?
Mm-hmm.
That I purchased with my money?
Yeah, with your money.
Probably a purse.
See? And how much did the purse cost you?
Like $1,200.
Yeah, see, every woman is going to buy at least one or two designer purses, at least, because it's very important for the wardrobe. Now, are you not going to always go buy a $1,200 purse, or are you going to always buy a $1,200 purse, or are you going to sometimes budget?
I'm going to obviously budget, you know what I mean? Because
girls,
you could do... You could buy anything. You could buy, like, something for, like, $10, and it'll still look cute because everything is cute when it comes to girls. You know, we can make stuff look expensive.
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to teach people, to save money, especially because you have a baby on the way. I mean, Saks, If everyone's listening, she's taken. I'm sorry. A lot of people have emailed me and said, is Kelly single? Kelly's not single. She's an amazing boyfriend, okay? He's great. And let me see. What made you, like, talk to Saxon? Was it his style? Like, what was it? Like, what did he have on? Like, I'm trying to teach people that, you know, you can't leave the house looking crazy because you might meet your significant other. Like, how did you meet him? What did he have on?
How did Stax? Well, he's...
Yeah.
Asking me about you. He's right next to me. He just looked at me. But you know, well, he's my type. That's what attracted me to him, which is the tattoos and then the hair. And then, I don't know, his look, I guess, just attracted me
exactly. His look, yes, because every woman has a like look that they love. So basically, he didn't leave the house looking crazy that day, because if he did, he obviously wouldn't have gotten you right now. He didn't have on, like, you know, sweatpants, and he didn't brush his teeth. He presented himself well.
Yeah, so, but you know what they also say? It's like when you least expect it, when you're just dress like whatever or bummy whatever, that's when you end up meeting someone. But when you like dress up and you want to go out and look good, they say like you never really, you know, find the person like that if you're looking.
That's true. That is true. Dad, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
Like you meet somebody that you didn't plan on meeting that day, the day you happen to leave the house without your underwear on, or the day you happen to leave the house.
Yeah, I met him when he was working, so I doubt he was like just dressing up just because he was just in his casual clothes. Another day at work. And then Callie walks in and changes
his whole life. That's so cute. No, Callie, that's so cute. No, we're going to ask you. Oh, yeah. So basically, who are your like top three men icon as far as style people? Like, who would you say are the top three men in fashion that are in the entertainment industry?
Style?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I don't know. I gotta think about that because I mean, me personally, like, I look at like women. You know what I mean? Because it's like that's where I get my style sense and everything from.
Yeah, top three women. Who would you say?
Well, Kim Kardashian. I love
and
her.
Why do you say Kim? Is it because of her? Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you're famous like that, you have a stylist. So it's not really like her. It's her stylist who is dressing her.
I know, that's true. But then you have to agree with it because you're not going to just I guarantee you that stylist would have been fired if they just kept coming with clothes that she wasn't filling. You know what I mean? So she
that's
has
true.
To,
that's
like,
true.
Agree with that, with you know, and give the okay. So, but I mean, I like how she went from, you know, like, showing off her body, like, to how she's sophisticated now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I like her. She likes her, she's classy, but still sexy, like, how she dresses. So
Dad, do you
agree
with Kim? Kim Kardashian, would you say Kim's definitely an icon in style?
You know, Cal, I agree with you 100%. Just over the years, I like the way she's progressed in her wardrobe and her selection of clothes, and I think she looks even more classy, and particularly when now that she had the baby during her pregnancy, I think she looked great. You know, I mean, it might be a couple things that people might not have agreed with, but I think overall, I thought she dressed her style.
Like the dress she wore, that big dress that got all the controversy. It was like the ugliest dress I've ever seen in my life. The big when she was pregnant. What was that dress? It was like
I don't know why. Like when she got like pregnant, I don't know what's going on with her, but she's not really doing a good job wearing her pregnancy, I think.
She cried a little hard. I think honestly, Callie, you look better right now than she does with the outfit she's been wearing.
Aww.
No, really. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the cutest pregnant girl you've ever seen. She hasn't gained a pound. Like,
I have gained like 20 pounds.
I don't see it at all. Like, her 20 pounds is like our, like, everything. No, she looks great.
I've had a lucky pregnancy, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I've had the easiest pregnancy so far. Right now it's kicking me in the ass. Like today I am starting to really feel heavy. The last couple of days my back's been hurting, so it's kicking in now, but like this whole time I had it pretty smooth and easy.
that's good. Now are you ready to get back to your fitness and your workout and your heels and your
fitness,
you know?
Anybody that knows me knows I was like super into working out all the time and eating healthy, so I can't wait to get back to that.
Which is a testament to why you're having a good pregnancy.
What did you say that?
I'm having a very good pregnancy.
That's a testament to her good pregnancy because she did all that prior. She was in good shape and worked out.
Probably, yeah, you know what? It's true because my body was already trained, you know what I mean, to, like, be fit. And, like, right now I'm still, well, I can't run because it hurts to run, but I'm, like, walking every day and I'm doing, like, a little bit of weightlifting and stuff like that, so.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller on the line. I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize we're having a great conversation. We have a caller on the line. Please call her if you're there. Voice your opinion right now on the Jackie Dollar Show. Caller?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, I can hear you well. What's going on?
Yes, this is Thomas. I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
What's going on, Thomas? How are you? Can you hear me, Thomas? Thomas? I think Thomas has a bad connection. Thomas, if you're hearing me, please call us back. You love to hear what he's saying. You can't hear what he's saying.
He called to introduce himself.
Thomas, but no. Okay, cool. So he's in his call. Wait, Callie, well, who's your second girl icon for style?
Let me see. Girl. I really like... I never really thought about it. Give me a second.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
get back to you. Let me think.
No, it's fine.
Who's yours?
I say
she's great. She's amazing. She's simple. She doesn't try too hard. I definitely say Rihanna and Cassie. Cassie's great, too.
You know what? Rihanna. I do like Rihanna. Even though she be going a little overboard, I think I like that she's real.
Rihanna's
style.
We couldn't hear you.
I said Rihanna. I like her style too because even though sometimes she goes like a little crazy,
yeah,
I think she keeps it real. So her style like fits her. You know what I mean? So
it does. No,
as a person, yeah, in whole, yeah, she's a definitely like an icon when it comes to fashion and everything else.
Now, Dad, give us someone older, like someone that's not young, someone in your age bracket that'd be your style icon.
Male or female?
Give me both.
Give me both? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say I'll do one of the hip-hop icons, Russell Simmons, you know. I'll use him just in terms of, like, I've seen his style change, you know, over the years. I'll say Boris Kodjo.
All the pretty boys.
And then
fine. Let me tell you, he's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I like his style. Trying to think some of the others.
I think my
Jay-Z.
Madonna. Jay-Z?
You know? Yeah, Jay-Z. I like Jay-Z.
Now,
Jay-Z
started from the bottom. Let me tell you, Jay-Z started from the bottom, and now he's here. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree with me with that? His outfits before were baggy jeans, whatever the heck he was wearing with the
right,
Cali was terrible. Cali,
yeah,
do you
like
agree with Jay-Z?
He said what?
He said Jay-Z. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
He's good now. I mean, I his voice still irritates me till now. I mean, it sounds like he's going to cry any minute. How do you guys still feel about his voice? I just can't. I can't. It's like... Oh, man, Carter, I just want to thank everybody. I just can't. I don't know. His style is great. But I think we have a caller, Kevin John. If you guys remember Kevin John, you know who Kevin John is, Callie. He was on VH1's I Love Money. I think it was Bones, remember? Bones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's calling in right now. He's going to give us his style advice because he dresses great. Kevin?
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Kevin John?
Yes, can you hear me? It's Kevin John.
Yes, I can. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Kevin John from I Love New York, Bones. What's going on?
Hi, Bones.
Yo! First of all, I hear Callie on the phone. I just want to give a shout-out to Callie. I didn't
for 8 months pregnant, but congratulations.
Hi, Mom. I said, hi. I remember when I was on the show with him, he was like the one that got everyone to pray all the time. you guys, let's pray.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, somebody kind of had to be the spiritual light in there, so I tried, but I'm not perfect. I will say that. But
no, it was perfect. We needed that for sure.
That's so cute. Give us a brief thing.
Kevin.
Yo, Callie and Kevin, give us a little bit about the show. Like, tell the viewers about how the show was and everything, the craziest things you guys experienced on that show.
Well, me personally, it was back-to-back shows. I went from Real Chance, and then I went on to Isle of Money, and nobody there knew me. So, like, it was harder, I think, for me. And I think Bones had it more easier because at least everyone watched him and knew him. That's just tickling me.
Bones, are you there?
Yeah. You know, I was going to say that as well, you know, because I think they were actually airing Real Chance of Love when you were shooting.
I missed the shows, yeah. I only got to watch the first show that came out of Real Chance of Love, and then I left to go do I Love Money, so I didn't even know. Like, every week I was calling home. I was like, oh, so what happened today? And they would tell me all, like, the latest of what happened on the show or what I was doing, so.
Personally, my experience was awesome. I Love Money. I mean, I enjoyed I Love Money like 10 times more than I Love New York. For one, we were in this gorgeous place, Huatulco, Mexico, which is like heaven on earth. And then it was co-ed, which made it a little. And then also the prize at the end of the day, the prize was $250. So I'm like, dude, this is. Let me get this straight. I'm getting paid to be on a competition in beautiful Huatulco to win $250,000. It was an experience for me, even though I'd lost.
That's amazing. So, Kevin, today we're talking about style. What you look for when you stop a girl on the street, what does she have to have on? What does she not have to have on? Like, what's your thing? What do you love?
See, me, I'm a little old-fashioned when it comes to what attracts me from a woman. So I don't like anything provocative. I don't like anything revealing. You know, you're supposed to leave that up to a mystery for the man. You know, you want him to think what you're hiding out there. You don't. I mean, personally, I don't want to see your titties, your booty, and all that stuff all out. It's just not attractive. It is not attractive.
I agree with you. I 100%
agree. I agree.
I mean, you could definitely be sexy, but not be slutty. You know what I mean? I think there's a difference. I think, like,
exactly.
I don't know. I think if you're confident in how you look in your face, then I think you don't even need to do all that. You know, you could wear, like, sweats and a T-shirt and walk outside and still know you look good.
Man, Callie, you hit a dead on the doorknob. T-shirt, especially when a girl is leaving yoga. Woo! I love
that. Oh,
outfits.
You like that sweaty look. You like that sweaty, stinky. Kevin's on.
I don't like when girls, like, dress up too much, like, too much makeup or too much dressing up just for the daytime. Like, it's fine if you go out to the club or you're going out somewhere, but when people do it, like, go overboard in the daytime, it's like, turn it down a notch.
Then that's me, then, Callie. You always see me. I'm always in the daytime. But that's,
you don't wear heavy makeup, though. You know what? You know, you wear heels everywhere, and I don't know how the heck you do it, because I can't. Like, I don't know how, especially them heels we just got from Femmes Boutique. I don't know how you wear that to the airport. Like, you're crazy. I mean, but at least you still look classy because you're not. You're covered up, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to wear heels. Who cares? Okay, heels is okay, but you're still covering up your arms, you're covering up your chest. Like, I've never seen you showing cleavage. I've never seen you showing your butt cheeks in the daytime. You know what I mean?
Well, I have no ass, so I'm not going to show that. I understand what you say. Like, today I have, like, a shorts romper, because it's hotter than heck in the valley. It's hot everywhere today. But, no, I do have on 6-inch heels. But it's because I was coming from, like, an audition and a meeting. So it's kind of like, if I'm just running around, gym clothes is definitely what it's.
I mean, no, it's okay to, like, dress up in the daytime. But I'm talking about, like, you know how girls put on, like, a pound of makeup And then they have their, like, boobs all out and or their butt all out in the daytime, like, just to go to the grocery store, you know? Like,
that's what I'm like. That's true. Now, Kevin,
and,
let's talk
and,
to you.
And then the guys are wondering, oh, I wonder what that looks like at night.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I got to piggyback off what Kelly said. Like, you know, if as a girl, if you're trying too hard, guys see that. You know, if you try
true.
Too hard with the fake nails, fake eyelashes, all this freaking makeup on and all this stuff, and it's not even appropriate, you know, that's not attractive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I believe there's a time and a place. Going out with your friends, y'all going out to a nice little club, then yeah, you can throw on the makeup, throw the hair, throw on the heels, the nails, all that. But just to go to the grocery store at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you all suited and dressed, you know,
it's suspect to me.
Exactly. It kind of looks like you a drag queen.
Kevin John, you are hilarious. This is, oh my God. Kevin John, please tell everybody what your website is, because this guy is funny. We're actually in hosting class together. Kevin John, I mean, I haven't been there in a month now, but Marky Costello, she's amazing.
We miss you. We miss you.
Tell them your website. Miss you too.
You
Kevin?
What?
Well, tell everyone your website.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, check out your videos.
My website is www.kevinjohn.com. Like, it's ITS, Kevin John, and that's KevinJohn.com.
Yes. And then Callie, what's Callie's website?
It's just like my Twitter, and it's just like my Instagram. My website is www.thisiscallielove, L-U-V, and that's my Twitter and Instagram, too, so follow me.
Or
IP the Vine.
That's so cute.
I had Vine for, like, 3 days. I would tell y'all to follow me, but...
That's so funny. And
what happened?
Are you still in LA,
Tommy? Yes, I'm still here. I'm in the Valley.
Okay, and you don't ever holler at me, you know? You don't
I didn't know where
LA.
You at. Are you... You're in L.A.?
I am in L.A., yo.
Okay, I know now. I'm going to get your number from Rabbit.
Yes,
okay,
yes. And we're almost done. We're actually almost done with the show.
I'm going to
make one reunion.
I know, it's a reunion. I'm going to get your number from her.
Yeah, right. Dad. And
oh, for sure. So good to hear from you. Congratulations on the baby.
Thanks, love. I know. I'm like laying here, like my back hurts, and I cannot wait for him to come out. It's a him. Yeah, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Well, just to wrap up the show, we talked about everything from style to what not to wear, what to wear, drag queens, makeup, heels, dads. Everything we talked about today was amazing. So, like I said, if anyone wants a makeover from me, please email me at jrichcollection. That's jrichcollection@gmail.com. And I'm giving away 2 free makeovers if you're in the L.A. area. And we're going to put that on my website, jessicarich.com. JessicaRich.com. Make sure you guys check out my jewelry line, shopjessicarich.com. And, Dad, thank you for joining us today. Callie, thank you for joining
us today.
Yeah,
he's cool. Yes.
Kevin John, thanks for joining us today. And until next week, you guys, I won't be here, but Jackie Dollar will be here back to the original show. She's going to be back from her vacation, and she's going to tell you all about it and more next week. So there you go. Today's show. Thanks, guys.
See you
next.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Adios, everybody. Join me again
bye.
Next Thursday,
see
3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Vida Loca.